Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Mother of the Redeemer, Saint Joseph, Saint John Neumann, our patron saints and guardian angels, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate St. John Neumann, one of the early first American canonized saints. John Neumann was born in Bohemia on March 20th, 1811. Since he had a great desire to dedicate himself to the American missions, he came to the United States as a cleric and was ordained in New York in 1836 by Bishop Dubois. In 1840, he entered the Congregation of the Most Holy Redeemer, the Redemptress. And one of the times that he was stationed in one of his assignments, he was in the same house with Blessed Francis Xavier Silos, who was another early Redemptorist missionary in the United States. So, we had two saints, future saints, living in the same house and working in the same parish. So he labored in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Maryland. In 1852, he was consecrated Bishop of Philadelphia, where there he worked hard for the establishment of parish schools and for the erection of many parishes, especially national parishes for the numerous immigrants. And he was also the first bishop of the United States to prescribe the 40 hours devotion in his diocese. And the reason why he started Catholic schools was because he saw that in the public school system, it was in many cases very Protestant, and it was the danger of children losing their faith or being taken away from the faith. And so he wanted to establish a Catholic school system where the children could be raised in the faith and taught and kept in the church. We need to pray that blessed St. John Neumann would intercede for Catholic schools and Catholic institutions today, that they remain strong in their Catholic identity. Bishop Neumann died on January 5th, 1860, and it was canonized on June 19th, 1977 by Pope Paul VI. And I believe that St. John Neumann's body is incorrupt in Philadelphia, I believe, is where his body is still to this day. So he was a very saintly, very humble bishop who thought that he wasn't really the right person to be the Bishop of Philadelphia. He thought they would be better served by a more refined and cultured man. He just thought that he was much more simple and better working with the farmers and miners, because that was his kind of country folk and kind of peasant stock. He always saw of himself as being kind of a commoner. And he felt maybe in the high society of Philadelphia, he was out of place. But God used him, and many people were edified by his example and his leadership. Obviously, he was a great shepherd of souls, not only as a priest and his zealous work among the flock that he was sent to in the various places he had served, but especially as a bishop. He saw the needs of the time and addressed them and tried to do the best he could, and realizing that, you know, that God doesn't call the qualified, but qualifies the called, as they say. That he didn't have necessarily what he thought was probably the right resume to be the Bishop of Philadelphia, but obviously God and his will thought otherwise. And so he served the best he could, even though it is recorded in the letter in the Office of Readings today, that he wrote a letter to the Pope trying to clarify that he wasn't asking to be resigned from being a bishop, but rather that he be sent to a place where he thought he'd be better suited in the country with the poor people and the workers, who people he could relate to and thought he could serve better. But obviously God thought otherwise and took St. John Neumann from us as he was walking to the post office to mail his letter. God took him and he died of a heart attack. So we pray to the intercession of St. John Neumann today to intercede for the bishops of our country, especially in these times in which we're living, that they be given the wisdom they need in order to respond to the challenges that are being placed before the church today, that they will respond in the same way with the wisdom and the prudence that he did in his day, and that he will pray for our nation, that the faith and Catholics may truly be strong in their witness to the faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.